Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 1. And God's word says, we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. This is the word of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the American Cancer Society have saved thousands of lives by educating the public about seven warning signs of cancer. Number one, a change in bowel or bladder habits. Number two, a sore that does not heal. Number three, unusual bleeding or discharge. Number four, thickening or lump in the breast or elsewhere. Number five, indigestion or difficulty in swallowing. Number six, obvious change in a wart or mole. And number seven, nagging cough or hoarseness. There are thousands of lives have been saved today because they recognize these warning signs. Most cancers are treatable if detected early. So today, have you detected the warning signs of your spiritual faith? Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, the same thing is true for spiritual disease if we don't recognize them. When we look at our lives, we're not only drifting away from our personal life, but on our spiritual life, as well that we have drifted away from the faith of God when he first called us to believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. What led us to drifting away? Our heart become hardened. We lost our belief and trust because sin had clouded our mind and then slowly we turned away from the living God. Satan, lies, and deceitfulness will do everything to make us believe that his way will satisfy our need. Paul Harvey tells the story of how an Eskimo can set a trap and kills a wolf. He would coat his knife blade with animal blood and allow it to freeze. Add another layer, then another, and another, until the blade is completely concealed by frozen blood. You then fix the knife in the ground, blade up. Wolf King scents attract him and he sniff, take a lick, then another. The wolf will lick faster and faster. Just when the wolf doesn't notice the blade is exposed, the wolf doesn't realize being satisfied by his own blood, he literally bleeds to death. You see, in a similar way, when we drift away from the faith, we will face the consequence of bleeding ourselves spiritually. We don't attend church, we don't volunteer for the work of expanding Christ's kingdom by becoming active in service, nurturing our faith, giving glory and honor to God, encouraging each other and leading others to Jesus Christ. As his word said, you will be my witness to the end of the earth. Instead, we become confused and lost. We don't know how to tell others about our Savior Jesus Christ. But in today's epistle lesson, the writer to the Hebrew tells us, we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. So when was the last time your spouse, your son, your daughter, grandchildren, friend, or your neighbor that had attended church? A little girl asked her new neighbor, do you go to church? Yes, do you? The new neighbor responds. We're Methodists, and I go to church every Sunday with my mother. Doesn't your daddy go too? No, Isn't he a Methodist? I'm not sure, Mother said. He is a seven-day absentist. I don't know about seven-day absentists, but there's a lot of a first-day absenteeism around, doesn't it? It means that a lot of people who don't come to church on any given Sunday. So the question is, have you invited anyone to church? Yes or no? There was a man who said to his neighbor, "Why don't you come and have a round of God for me on Sunday morning?" The neighbor replied, "Oh no, I could not do that. I go to church every Sunday." "Well," said the first neighbor, "I don't know what your church is, but you can keep it to yourself. I have asked you to play golf a half dozen times, but you have never invited me to your church." Could it be some people just might come to church if we would ask them? Again, if we don't ask, they certainly won't come. Have you invited anyone to church lately? Have you told others about Jesus Christ? You see, Christ gave us a great commission of go, make disciples all nations. And St. Paul say, how then they will call on him who have they not believed? And how are they to believe in him whom they have not never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Even though you cannot go, you can send someone, at least is to pray for the expansion of Christ's kingdom. Today is LWML Sunday. They are the mission heart of thousands of volunteers who are daily dedicating their life to making a difference in the world. It is composed of individual women and women group within congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on campus, in resident home, or in other setting. Their object is mission education, mission inspiration, mission service, financial grant for mission needs. And the motto is serve the Lord with gladness. If you haven't seen the banner on the front, that is Psalm 102. I can attest to that I greatly appreciate this woman for the mission heart for using their time, talents, and treasure to raise thousands and thousands of dollars to help people through their grant to do the Lord's work. I appreciate their encouragement and support. When I first started the Ethnic Immigrant Institute of Theology, that is the EIT, in 2004, that is the alternate route to ordination at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, a small grant from the LWML helped me and other seminarian students pay for our education. Through the work that they do, they may not get the recognition of a thunderous applause for a job well done, but they haven't drifted away from their faithful service for the sake of the gospel. So, LWML lady, thank you for all of your continued faithful service. There was another story of once in the course of their conversation at a dinner party, Albert Einstein, young neighbor, asked a white-haired scientist, "What is your profession?" "I devoted myself to the study of physics," Einstein replied. The girl looked at him in astonishment. "You mean to say you study physics at your age?" she exclaimed. "I finished my year ago." You see, Einstein never stopped working at what he did. The same must be true of us in a spiritual realm. We must not drift away from our faith, but continue to believe, trust, and do the work of God has set out for us to do. It is like two mothers who were discussing their household duty, and one said, "Do you feel that housework is below you?" The other said, "No, I feel it is beyond me. I'm sure that how some mothers feel about life, especially when they have children, and it seems like all they ever do is wash clothes. It's a never-ending process. And so it's cooking, cleaning, houses, and so on and so on. It's never a done deal. You see, the most thing in life require continue to upkeep or work. It is the same way with our faith. A tiny seed in the crack of a sidewalk can grow into a tree that will break it in two. Tiny drops of water can dissolve a rock if it drips long enough. Jesus could have chosen to drift away from saving you and I and the whole world, but he chose to do according to God's will of coming to this world and die on the cross so that you may have life by believing and trusting him as Lord and Savior. So since he is the way, the truth, and the life, there is a way for you to not drift away. And that is to fix your eyes on Jesus. Our angel acronym is a way to remind in each and every one of us not to drift away from the faith and to continue the work of the Lord. To be active servant is to use our time and talent and treasure. Nurturing our faith is coming to Bible class, learning from others. Giving glory to God is coming to worship regularly. Encouraging one another is fellowship with others. And leading up to Jesus Christ is that sharing Jesus Christ with others, that they too may be saved through his name. So as our scripture read today, we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. Amen.